This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Actinyl EC. Active ingredient or ingredients, resedronate sodium. This leaflet provides important information about using Actinyl EC. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Actinyl EC. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Actinyl EC? Actinyl EC contains the active ingredient resedronate sodium. Actinyl belongs to a group of medicines called bisphosphonates. Actinyl EC is used to treat bone disease. Actinyl EC works directly on your bones to make them stronger and therefore less likely to break or fracture. Actinyl EC is used to treat osteoporosis, brittle or fragile bones that may fracture easily. Osteoporosis caused by taking steroids. Understanding bone. Bone is a living tissue consisting of calcium and other minerals. Throughout life, old bone is constantly broken down and replaced with new bone. After the age of 35, bone loss may occur faster than your body can replace it. If you lose too much bone, then they become weaker and are more likely to break. Osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, brittle bone disease, is a disease that causes bones to become weaker. Weak bones break, fracture, easily. Many patients with osteoporosis have no symptoms and may not even know that they have osteoporosis. However, osteoporosis makes you more likely to break bones when you have a fall or bump. The spine, hip and wrist are the most likely bones to break, although this can happen to any bone in your body. Osteoporosis can also cause back pain, height loss and a curved back. Osteoporosis is common in women after the menopause, change of life, and is also more likely to occur in women who have reached the menopause early. Osteoporosis can also occur in women who have not yet reached menopause, and in men. Long-term steroid treatment can also lead to osteoporosis in both men and women. Actinyl EC works by slowing down the process of old bone being removed. This allows the bone-forming cells time to rebuild normal bone. Actinyl EC also helps to rebuild bone mass. This creates stronger bone which is less likely to fracture. Therefore, Actinyl EC can help reverse the progression of osteoporosis. What should I know before I use Actinyl EC? Warnings. Do not use Actinyl EC if 1. You are allergic to resedronate sodium, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. 2. You are allergic to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. 3. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 4. Are unable to stand or sit upright for at least 30 minutes. 5. Have a condition called hypocalcemia, a low level of calcium in the blood. 6. Have severe kidney problems. 7. Are already taking any products containing resedronate. You should not be taking both Actinyl EC and any other products containing resedronate to treat your osteoporosis, because they contain the same active ingredient. 8. You are pregnant or breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Disturbances of bone and mineral metabolism, for example vitamin D deficiency, parathyroid hormone abnormalities, problems with the tube that takes food from your mouth to your stomach, esophagus, such as ulcers, pain, swelling, or numbness of the jaw, or a heavy jaw feeling, or loosening of a tooth. Check with your doctor or dentist to see if a dental checkup is required before starting Actinyl EC. This is especially important if you are receiving medicines or therapy used to treat cancer or taking corticosteroids, such as prednisone or cortisone. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Actinyl EC during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Actinyl EC passes into breast milk. Actinyl EC is not recommended for use during pregnancy unless you and your doctor have discussed the risks and benefits involved. If you become pregnant while taking Actinyl EC, tell your doctor or pharmacist. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Actinolec may interfere with each other if taken at the same time. These include antacids, medicines used to treat indigestion, egoviscin, Mylanta, other products containing calcium, iron supplements. You may need to stop taking these products, or take them at a different time of day to Actinolec. You can take aspirin while you're being treated with Actinolec. Your doctor and pharmacist may have more information on medicines to be careful with while taking Actinolec. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Actinolec. How do I use Actinolec? How much to take slash use? For osteoporosis, the usual dose is 1 Actinolec 35 mg enteric coated tablet once a week. Follow the instructions provided and use Actinolec until your doctor tells you to stop. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When to take slash use Actinolec? Actinolec should be taken in the morning either with or without food. Take your Actinolec 35 mg once a week enteric coated tablet on the same day each week. Choose a day of the week that suits you the best. Take your Actinolec tablet while sitting or standing upright. Swallow your Actinolec tablet whole with a glass of plain water, at least 120 milliliters. Do not chew, cut, crush, or suck the tablet. Do not lie down immediately after swallowing it. It is important to stay upright, for example, sitting, standing, or walking around, for at least 30 minutes after swallowing your tablet. It is also important to take Actinolec with plain water only, at least 120 milliliters, not mineral water. This will help make sure the tablet reaches your stomach quickly and helps avoid irritation to your esophagus. Continue taking Actinolec for as long as your doctor recommends it. Do not stop taking Actinolec without checking with your doctor or pharmacist. If you forget to use Actinolec, Actinolec should be used regularly at the same time each week. If you miss your dose at the usual time, just take your tablet on the day you remember, as per the instructions described under when to take use Actinolec. Do not take two tablets in one day to make up for the tablet you missed. Return to taking one tablet once a week, as originally scheduled on your chosen day. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Actinolec, if you think that you have used too much Actinolec, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you or somebody else has accidentally taken large number of tablets, drink a full glass of milk or antacids. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Actinolec? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Actinolec. If you require a dental procedure, tell your dentist that you are taking Actinolec. Invasive dental procedures should be avoided where possible. This type of medicine may cause jawbone problems in some people. Jawbone problems may include infection and delayed healing after teeth are pulled out or other work that involves drilling into the jaw. Call your doctor straight away if you develop a toothache, jaw pain, painful exposed bone or swelling, especially following dental work, tell your doctor or dentist immediately. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Actinolec. Become pregnant while taking Actinolec? Tell your doctor or pharmacist. If you develop new or unusual pain in your hip or thigh, rarely patients have experienced fracture in a specific part of the thigh bone. Speak to your doctor and dentist about good oral hygiene and regular dental checkups while you are using Actinolec. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using Actinolec. Things you should not do. Do not lie down for 30 minutes after taking Actinolec. Do not give Actinolec to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Actinolec to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not stop taking Actinolec without checking with your doctor or pharmacist. driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how actinolisi affects you. Actinolisi may cause dizziness in some people. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack, until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. Do not take Actinolisi if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach pain. Diarrhea. Aching muscles, joints, or bones. Headache. Nausea. Runny nose. Sore throat. Dizziness. Skin rash, or redness of the skin, sometimes made worse by sunlight. Itchiness. Blurred vision, pain, or redness in the eyes. Problems with your jaw, or teeth, associated with delayed healing and or infection often following a tooth extraction, or invasive dental work. Difficulty, or pain on swallowing. New, or worsening heartburn. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Chest pain. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or tongue. Severe skin reactions. What to do? Stop taking Actinol. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. These side effects may be due to irritation, or ulceration of the food pipe. They may worsen, if you continue taking the tablets. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Actinolisi contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Resedronate sodium. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disodium etidate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Stearic acid. Magnesium stearate. Methacrylic acid ethyl acrylate copolymer, 1:1. Triethyl citrate. Purified talc. Iron oxide yellow. Simethicone. Polysorbate 80. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Actinolisi does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Actinolisi looks like. Actinolisi 35 mg once a week, oval yellow enteric coated tablet, with EC35 marked on one side. The 35 mg tablets are supplied in pack sizes of 1, 2, number, 4, 10 hash, 12 number and 16 number tablets. Hash and on marketed presentations. Ostar 166838. Who distributes Actinolisi? Actinolisi is supplied in Australia by Theramex Australia Pty Ltd. Level 22, 60 Margaret Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000018. 0, 0, 0, 0. Theramex, or 1-800-843-726. This leaflet was prepared in April 2021.